Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 11 and verse number 12. They read, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." And for weeks now, God has been impressing upon my spirit to preach this word, and the title of which is "Come Out Fighting." And not "come out fighting," but "come out fighting." F-I-G-H-T-I-N apostrophe exclamation point. Come out fighting. What is God saying? In a nutshell, it's this. It's not complicated. 2016 for many people was tough. For many people, 2016 was a tough year. 2016 was a year in which, even as a Christian, you may have taken some hits, some blows. Bible says in Isaiah 54 and 17 that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And the only promise really there is that the weapons won't prosper. But the weapons will be formed, the weapons will be fired, and the weapons sometime of the enemy will hit their mark and cause some damage in your life and in mine. God's promise, though, is that it won't prosper. Not that you won't get hit. I got hit in 2016. I got hit by some blows from the enemy. But nevertheless, I believe for my own self and for many people that I know, if you are walking this walk of faith, then you are a threat to the enemy of darkness, and he's coming after you. And when he comes after you, he's going to form some weapons and fire some weapons, and every now and then he's going to hit you. But the promise of God is that those weapons that are formed against you will not prosper. But sometimes they cause some damage. Sometimes it can come in the form of sickness or death or financial woes or relationship issues. It can come in so many different ways. But I'm not looking for a repeat performance from 2016. Amen. I'm not looking to go through the same things and to do the same things as in 2016. If you took some blows in 2016, and if I took some blows in 2016, that's one thing. But going forward, I confess this right now, neither you nor I are going to be a punching bag for the devil or anyone else.
Amen.
Amen. We are not going to be a punching bag for Satan and his evil forces or anyone operating under his spirit.
Amen.
But if that's going to be the case, it's going to require some change and some readiness, some preparation, some determination. And most of all, it's going to require the help of the Holy Ghost, right? Because the Holy Ghost is our source of power. Jesus said that you shall have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. This is not about you and I making New Year's resolutions and exerting our will. This is about the power of God operating in our lives. And so we're going to need to depend on and lean on the Holy Ghost. And I believe that what the Spirit of the living God has been impressing upon me, and I just pray that I get it, you get it, we get it on this morning, is that as we come out of 2016 and go into 2017, God is saying, don't come out with your head down or with your head up in the clouds. Right? Don't come out half-hearted. Don't come out half-stepping. Don't come out discouraged. Don't come out disgruntled, fearful, or frantic. But God said, if you're going to come out of 16 and go into 17, he said, I got three words for you. When you come out, you better come out fighting. We need to come out fighting. And how are we supposed to fight? And watch this. Let's go back to the scripture. We're going to go back there quickly. Remember, it's our foundation. And the scripture says what? Fight the good fight of faith. So already somebody heard the preacher say, come out fighting. And see, they're already ready to fight with people. Do you know that, what is this? It's 12 o'clock or almost 12 noon. On January 1st. So the new year is not even 12 hours old. Do you know there are some people who have already had some fights? Do you know that? They've already fought with their spouse. They've already fought with their sibling. They've already fought with their neighbor. They've already fought with a stranger. They've already fought with their parent. They've already fought with their pastor. They had a fight. That's not the kind of fighting that God is encouraging us to do when he says, come out fighting. He says, come out fighting the good fight of faith. Amen?